You see what I'm saying? In other words, it's to edify the user on a, whatever, some goofball car that you see once a year, and you bring the topic up, potentially, depending on the conversation drift, right? Where when those little inferences pop in, instantaneously, subliminally, the consumer recognizes they're not dealing with a novice. You see what I'm saying to
Yeah, I know
you?
exactly.
It's very, very helpful. The other thing is, in New Brunswick, I'm guessing that 30% of the cars that you trade have some sort of a Carfax issue. Would that sound right?
Yeah, 30%, I would say, yeah.
Okay. And everybody has a fart in their head in terms of what they believe the diminished value associated with the incident is, right? The fact that we quantify it, I think, helps also. The consumer could say, "Well, that accident was 2 years ago. It didn't have any effect on the car." No, no, sir, you're absolutely correct. Unfortunately, because we have to be transparent selling a car, it definitely does have. If we were selling you one with a bad Carfax.
So, not to cut you off, but the best line I got, and I use it 100% of the time in that 30% of Carfax conversations, is I always put it back on the customer. I look at them and say, if you were buying a $25,000 used car, would you want it to be in an accident that caused $7,000 worth of damage? Would you pay the same amount of money for a car that has 7 grand Carfax to one that doesn't? And 9 times out of 10, they go, no, I wouldn't. And it kind of just goes exactly. So it does have an effect. I just wanted to, I know the selling side is mostly what we're talking about, but I just want to talk about the buying side of Accu-Trade, because I'm obviously with winter months, numbers are down. I need to continue to fill my lot. Now, obviously, when I'm looking at online auctions, I buy off of TradeRev, I buy off of eBlock, I buy from live auctions, and I use Accu-Trade. And it's great. And the one thing I really like about it is it shows you your target trade, your target auction, your target retail. And it is right. So I have a 17 Highlander XLE pulled up, and it's saying if I wanted to sell this within 30 days to put it on for 28.8. Now, it's also saying the medium price of this car is going for 32.9 with X amount of kilometers. So I know in my head, and it's not, I mean, it's not snaky to do to people to say, cause I'm not lying. If I want to sell this car in 30 days, I put it on for 28.8, it sells. Well, that's my decision if I want to do it. So I know in my head that
100%, you're absolutely correct.
I know in
That's
my
the
head.
whole point there, Jared. And here's the other thing. When you're actually pricing the car and you did certify it, you do push the certified button, correct?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, because it really does increase, like on that $25,000 car, $1,500 or $1,800, because you can't price your car that's certified to a car that a used car dealer has that's not certified.
Yes.
This is the fallaciousness of the V-Auto concept, right?
Yeah,
Where
exactly.
you're pricing a good one to a bad one and thinking somehow or other you did the right thing, or vice versa. You can't price a bad one to a good one and assume you're going to sell that car anytime soon, unless you find the one idiot in New Brunswick that's willing to do that, right?
Exactly.
But that's not a business model that you can actually follow. That's the philosophical side of that from our standpoint. You know what I mean?
But
And
Jared, can we go back? So you were talking about how you're using the tool to buy, like
yeah.
specifically online. Can you just
So I mean, it's super tough. I mean, especially with most stuff online and at live auctions, it's a lot of rental cars. I mean, you got your Hertz, and it's a lot of rental cars. I don't like buying from them for two reasons. One, everyone that's driven that car has driven it like they friggin' stole it. They all need tires and brakes when they're done with it. And to be honest with you, rental companies want borderline retail numbers. And they don't move on their number. And you know what? Power to them, because they're obviously moving their cars and making money. But for me, when I see if I'm in a tight bind, I need this car, I want a car for my lot, it's telling me to pay 22 grand. It's saying that the average retail after recon is 28, but then you look in the medium and it's a couple grand more. I dive into it. I look, how close is the closest one to me? So this one's at Patterson Toyota. You know, that's only 700 kilometers away. Everything else is Quebec and Ontario. So I know those numbers are in there and perfect. That's why it's spitting up the algorithm and telling you the median price. Well, you know what? If I put mine $1,000 more than the closest one to me in Ontario, is someone going to drive to Ontario for $1,000 less for a car? Probably not.